Good evening, Shatushka, Mademoiselle Libyatkin said affably. I've brought you a guest, Maria Timofeevna, said Shatov.
Honour to the guest, then. I don't know who it is you brought. I don't seem to remember this one.
She looked at me attentively from behind the candle and at once turned to Shatov again and concerned herself no further with me during the whole conversation as if I were not there beside her.
Got bored, did you? Pacing your little garret alone? She laughed, revealing two rows of excellent teeth.
Got bored and I also wanted to come and see you. Shatov moved the bench up to the table, sat down and sat me down beside him.
Well, I'm always glad for some talk. Only you make me laugh anyhow, Shatushka. You're so like a monk. When did you last comb your hair? Let me comb it again.
She took a comb from her pocket. You must not have touched it since I combed it that other time.
But I don't even have a comb, laughed Shatov.
Really? Then I'll give you mine. Not this one, but another. Only remind me to do it. She began combing his hair with a most serious expression, even parted it on one side, drew back a little to see if it was good, and then put the comb back in her pocket.
You know what, Shatushka?
She shook her head.
You may be a sensible man, but you're bored. It's strange for me looking at you all. I don't understand how it is that people are bored.
Sorrow isn't boredom. I'm of good cheer.